Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 9th of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki and other Polish officials have called for EU reforms after the war in Ukraine exposed the truth about Russia. In an op-ed piece published by the Euractiv website on Monday, Morawiecki criticized EU officials for being lured by Vladimir Putin, saying those who refuse to see that Putin's state has imperialist tendencies today have to face the fact that in Russia, the demons of the 19th and 20th centuries were revived: nationalism, colonialism, and totalitarianism. In the piece, entitled Historical Challenges and False Directions for Europe at the Crossroads, Morawiecki lays the blame for the EU's response to Russian imperialism on the lack of political parity between EU member states. While Poland does not have a monopoly on the truth, he explained, it does have more experience in relations with Russia than other European nations. In cases like the approval of Nord Stream 1 and 2, that voice and that experience was ignored. According to Morawiecki, political practice has shown that the voice of Germany and France counts above all, a framework that Europe must rethink in light of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Belarusian authorities have banned public broadcaster Polish Radio's PolskiRadio.pl website for being extremist, as the Lukashenko regime continues to crack down on free media in Belarus. Andrzej Rybalt, who heads Polish Radio's external service, which publishes and broadcasts news in Belarusian, described the move as another episode in Lukashenko's clampdown on free media. The Lukashenko regime will do everything it can to make sure that the section of the Belarusian society that wants to know what the world looks like is cut off from free media access, Rybalt explained. According to him, the Radio Poland content addressed to Belarusians was dangerous for the Lukashenko regime, as it frequently reports on the activities of the Belarusian opposition, on Russia's aggression against Ukraine, and on how Belarusian partisans were sabotaging Putin's forces stationed in Belarus. The audio and written content provided by Polish Radio's Belarusian section is still available in Belarus using a VPN and on radio airwaves. Two more ships carrying soybeans and corn set sail from Ukraine on Monday under a deal with Russia to unblock Ukrainian grain exports. The ship Sakura, which left the Ukrainian port of Pivdinye on Monday, was carrying 11,000 tons of soybeans to Italy, while the Arizona, which set sail from Chernomorsk, was carrying over 48,000 tons of corn to the city of Iskenderun in southeastern Turkey. The United Nations and Turkey in July brokered a deal between Kyiv and Moscow under which grain exports would be overseen by the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul, with Turkish, Ukrainian, Russian, and United Nations personnel overseeing the process. Budget airline Wizz Air has announced plans to launch new flights and expand its fleet in Poland. After the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, passenger aviation is again beginning to grow rapidly in Poland, encouraging the expansion of low-cost carriers. Wizz Air says it plans to expand its network of destinations and increase its fleet in the country, with an additional 4 routes from Warsaw already in the works. Starting in December, the airline will offer direct service to Valencia on Spain's southeastern coast, as well as direct flights from Chopin Airport to Aqaba in Jordan and Venice in Italy. A direct flight to Bilbao in the Basque region of northern Spain is also planned for next March. Wizz Air began operation in Warsaw in August 2004 and has since carried around 18 million passengers to and from Poland.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with very little chance of rain during the day and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 21 degrees centigrade or 70 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 14 degrees centigrade or 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with temperatures warming up later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.